This is Jennifer Zeno of Network Computing Magazine. In this podcast, we'll be taking a look at the topic of server virtualization, a hot subject for many companies. I'll be speaking with Lucas Lasha, Director of IT Operations at Arvato Mobile, Europe's leading mobile entertainment provider and a seasoned pro when it comes to server virtualization. The company enables network operators, media companies, and internet portals to offer their customers mobile content and applications, and it's doing so by relying heavily on the promise and practicality of server virtualization. Arvato has probably had more experience than many others in the field in deploying the technology, and virtualization is now part of everyday life, part of the DNA, so to speak. I hope you'll enjoy hearing more about how the company is taking advantage of the technology and pick up some tips on how you might, too. The first question I wanted to ask you was if you could tell us a little bit about Arvato Mobile's motivation to explore server virtualization technology.
The thing is, at Arvato Mobile, we create mobile content for cell phones, for users who want to download Java games or ringtones and all these things. And for that, we are having a pretty big farm of Linux servers. Mm-hmm. At the moment, it's about 350 virtual machines. And before we got into virtualization about 2.5, 3 years ago, we were managing single servers. Okay, so we had about 4 to 5 system administrators for roughly 50 machines. And the thing is that if you don't have virtualization, what you usually do is you try to use the hardware in the most efficient way. So you put several applications on one single server, which sometimes means that files or that certain libraries that one application might need conflict with libraries that the other application doesn't need. So everything was a bit messed up after the number of applications was growing and the number of servers was growing, and we lost the overview of which library installed, what application can we deploy on which system, because all the systems were very customized and very individual for the applications they were running. Okay, so that was basically our motivation to explore virtualization, because we thought if there would be a solution that we could have a private server for every application that we deploy without wasting too much resources of the hardware nodes, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great, because we wouldn't have these conflicts between the applications. This was when we explored VMware, the desktop solution back then, and VMware ESX server, and also the secure context patch, which we then later deployed on all our productive systems.
Okay.
And then, yeah, replaced with the Virtuoso solution.
So can you tell us a little bit about what your current virtualized environment looks like now? How many servers? What production functions are being handled?
Mm-hmm. The environment is pretty flat. We got a data center. In the data center, there's basically the internet uplink, the firewalls, load balancers, and so on. And then there's the front-end network, where the web servers are placed and parts of the application servers. And then there's another layer of firewalls, and behind these firewalls, there's the back-end network, where the database servers are and most of the application servers, the payment systems. We got interfaces to charge users on the telephone bill. Okay.
Okay.
So this is basically the systems that resist in the back end.
So these are some very core systems to your business.
Yeah, exactly. On the servers that we currently have in the data center, almost all of them run Virtuoso.
Mm-hmm.
At least all of the application and all of the web servers. Most of the database servers do too, but there's some older, you know, 3 or 4 year old systems that we didn't upgrade or didn't migrate because it wasn't worth the effort to migrate everything, and yeah.
Okay.
We just let them as they were.
Right. Well, do you have a strategy kind of going forward in the next year or so in terms of extending the platform out, maybe not to those older database servers that aren't worth migrating to, but beyond what you're doing so far?
You mean in terms of virtualization?
Yes. Is there anything left, I guess?
We don't think about virtualization as some special thing nowadays. We just use it. It's a normal thing. So when we get a new project, we order new servers, we order new Virtuoso licenses. It's just part of the whole way our workflow.
It's part of the DNA now of the organization.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great.
So,
as you were talking about that, you mentioned that your organization went through a few different approaches to virtualization. So maybe can you tell us a little bit about those different approaches and where each succeeded and maybe didn't quite succeed for all your needs? And
of course. As I mentioned earlier, we started with the secure context patch, which is now renamed to Linux Virtual Server,
mm-hmm.
or Linux vServer. And we were pretty happy with it. It's an open source solution. It's kind of similar to OpenVZ, the open source version of Virtuoso.
Yes.
But OpenVZ didn't exist 3 or 4 years ago, so we went with the secure context solution and had it deployed on about 40 servers, and it worked pretty well. But we had the ability to separate applications from each other by creating virtual environments for each application, so they didn't interfere with each other. But they lacked some resource control mechanisms. to deploy patches or create them. And basically what we needed was a clear roadmap that we could plan with, so that we knew, okay, next year they plan to implement these and these features, and this and this and this are the features that are currently supported, and if they don't work, we can call somebody and tell them, hey, this doesn't work, and please fix it, instead of having to hope that somebody on the mailing list would say, ah, yeah, yeah, I see the problem, I will fix it.
So the solution that you've deployed now, it's a commercial solution, the Virtuoso product, which is an operating system level virtualization software. Are there any kind of issues that come up with that? I mean, we know that some of the advantages of that kind of virtualization are the resource allocation and good scalability, but, you know, are there any issues for you based on the fact that you're limited to one single kernel per physical server, or is that minimized by real-time resource management of the kernel?
The only disadvantage that I could think of right now is that you can't mix operating systems, at least not Windows and Linux systems, on one physical hardware, because, I mean, that's just the way it works. But in practice, this isn't the problem. Usually know that, okay, on this hardware we only deploy Linux systems, and on this hardware we only deploy Windows systems, so it's not that big a problem.
Okay.
In the servers themselves, with some software products that you're using, you have to be careful, because, for instance, we got a short message center, SMS center solution, mm-hmm. that uses license files that rely on the MAC address of the first network interface that it finds. So usually it's ETH0. But Virtuoso, you don't have these interfaces, so the MAC address was 0000 and so on. So we had to call the vendor of the SMS center software and ask him if he could create a license for this strange serial number or hardware ID. And we were lucky that he was able to supply a patch that would work Virtuoso system. But there's some twists here and there you have to take care of. But in practice, the most important thing for us is that we can work with the system and that the system just does its job and we don't have to worry about it. The system is not meant to make us work. It's meant to take some workload from my people, from our employees.
Right.
So that's what Virtuoso is doing.
Would it be correct to say then that some software hasn't actually caught up with the idea of virtualization yet, or at least in your experience, that one product?
I wouldn't blame the software. It's hard to explain, actually. I don't know the correct words, but it's like Virtuoso has a certain way of doing things, okay? And they use these VENet 0 interfaces to do the whole networking and so on. And that's fine. It works perfect. There's no problem with it. And now we are using a software that relies or that thinks that in every system that it's running, there is a network interface card, because usually you use the software only if you have a network connection. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to have a network product installed, basically.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say that the software is to blame that it thinks that in every hardware it runs on, there's a network interface card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's one point where it wasn't perfectly compatible, but obviously it didn't seem to be that big a problem because the vendor needed, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours and gave us the updated binary and it just worked
correctly. Okay. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the kinds of ROI you're experiencing now that you've got this so well deployed in your data center.
One thing I can definitely say is that Virtuoso is better than we expected it to be. When we first tried Virtuoso, we just wanted a commercial replacement for our existing solution that had added some extra features like this whole resource restriction and so on, where we could say that a virtual server must not use more than a certain amount of system resources and so on. But what we got was also a backup solution that we're using. We don't use any third-party backup software anymore. Before, we had Veritas, but now we only
obviously you guys have been through a lot of experience with virtualization over the past couple of years. I wonder if you can give some advice to organizations that themselves want to prepare to deploy virtualization in their own data centers. What should they do?
That's a pretty interesting thing, because I was asked this afternoon what cost savings we saw by deploying the Virtuoso solution. And it's pretty hard to answer, because you don't instantly save costs. The first thing you do is you spend some money for the Virtuoso solution itself, so there's no cost saving there. And also the deployment of the operating system. Yeah, if you always work with the OS templates and application templates and everything, your workflow might become faster than it was before in terms of provisioning of new servers and so on. But in our company, at least, the servers are still very customized to a high degree because of the application they are running. I didn't see a lot of savings there. But where we did see a pretty high amount of savings was the time that we need to provision new servers. We got a basic operating system template from which we create new servers. And when somebody has a new project, they give us a sheet of, you know, host name and how many servers they need and so on. And we can create these servers within, I don't know, half an hour, something like that. Then they deploy their application on it and see if it works. The first amount of servers that we usually provision is our development servers, okay? So whenever a new project is given to us, we first create the development servers. And after the application is deployed on these development servers, we clone these servers into the staging or integration environment, which is basically the environment pretty near to the production environment that we create later, but not like there's active development going on in this environment, but it's also not visible to the end user itself. So our partners, our customers can have a look at the integration systems and if the application is doing what it's supposed to do. And meanwhile, our developers, they can continue working on the development platform. When everything is fine, we just clone the integration or staging systems into the production systems. Mm-hmm. When that is done, these whole things, the cloning of systems, this is where we saw the most savings with Virtuoso. Instead of before, when we were using hardware nodes or physical servers, it took maybe 2 weeks or so to get the hardware, to install the operating system, to configure it in a certain way. Even if we used images and so on, it was still a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And now we can just clone environment, which means that other departments in the company don't have to wait for us to do our work. We can do it in a matter of hours or maybe 2 or 3 days instead of weeks. That's a whole lot of time saving that right. We see there.
So as an organization going into this, if you're thinking about moving there, you should go into it with the idea that you might not necessarily see big cost savings up front, but you can expect to see big time savings pretty immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Which usually means if you save time, you save costs in a way. But it's not like you see it on paper where you can say, okay, before we spent this number of money on a certain amount of servers and now we got less servers and therefore we saved some money. It's not like that. Or even, as I mentioned before, right now we got about 350, 360 virtual servers out there. But this doesn't mean that if we wouldn't use virtualization, we would have 350 physical servers out there because of the way you work with virtualization. Before we had virtualization, we were using one physical server for 4, 5, 6 applications, and we just put them all on one server. Now we create a dedicated virtual server for every application. So it's hard to say something like, okay, before we needed 70 physical servers, now we got 350 virtual servers, therefore we saved, I don't know, 200 servers or something. It's not like that. Virtualization basically changes the way you work with your resources. Yeah. And at least for us, it changed the workflow, how we provision new servers, how we go from A to B to C and so on until they are finished.
Are there any other issues, though, that you are concerned about when it comes to virtualization in terms of things like the lack of standards in the market so far or software licensing issues that might create unintended upticks in cost? Do you see any of that in your organization?
Yes. At the beginning, when we were looking for certain virtualization software solutions, we didn't hear about SW Software before. We didn't know the company. So our concern was, how long are they in the market? Are they a startup? Or, I don't know, how is their financial backing and so on? Will they be there in 5 years from now? Mm-hmm. These things were the questions that we asked ourselves, and these were our concerns. But apart from that, the lack of standard in virtualization, for us, the solution just has to work. I don't really care if it's a proprietary solution or if it's an open standard or so. When we get new projects, we just have to achieve a certain goal. And as long as the software that we are using helps us in achieving this goal faster or better or whatever, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. Then I'm totally fine with the solution.
Great. Maybe you could help us look even further out ahead, say 5 years down the road, and give us your ideas on what else, if anything, virtualization will change in companies' IT operations.
You know, last week I was at CeBIT, which is a computer show here in Germany where different companies show their latest developments in server technology, software technology, and so on. And I was at Fujitsu Siemens, and they had a pretty interesting server. They called them Blade Frames. Actually, what they are doing is not a traditional blade server, but instead they had these blade boards, basically, which only have CPU and memory. Mm-hmm. No hard disk whatsoever, nothing like that. Then you had a web interface where you could configure so-called P servers, which they call physical servers. So it was a bit like Virtuoso, but only on the hardware level. So you had your hardware, you just plug it in into a cabinet, mm-hmm. and on the web interface, you could just point and click your resources and make one physical server out of it. And on this physical server, you could then install Virtuoso or VMware or whatever you like. You could see that a lot of companies are thinking about virtualization in general, not only on the software level, but also on the hardware level. With these blade frames, you have the possibility to say, if a certain hardware fails, then the server should just fail over to another blade, okay? So the P server didn't have any fixed hardware or amount of hardware assigned, it just had some hardware resources assigned, and wherever these resources came from didn't matter. Mm-hmm. If the resources fail, it would just use another set of resources, so to say.
So part of what you see maybe even further decreases in the complexity of virtualization.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. You can even see it with Virtuoso, the new templates, the easy templates, they are way easier, as the name implies, to handle. So it's not such a technical thing to work with template application and operating templates as it was before. They did a pretty good job there. Hmm. Of course, they're going to improve their product. That's just the normal way things go.
Well, this has been a really, very interesting interview, and I do want to thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate talking with you, and hopefully we'll be able to chat again sometime in the future as your own initiatives progress.
Sure.
Thank you.